Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 12 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Phil Robinson joining us from Wyong. Good morning, Phil.
How's it going?
Not too bad. How's your day there?
The sun's finally just cracked through the clouds at the moment. So, yeah, the day's looking all right. There's a few scattered showers on the radar, so hopefully we can avoid them and get through the races perfectly fine.
All right. How have you rated the track, Phil?
The track's a heavy eight at the moment. And depending on if we miss the showers, I think we could probably get an upgrade to a seven.
All right. So, heavy eight. Now, with the rail today, what are you doing with that?
It's out 3 metres the entire.
All right. So, just moved it out a little bit. How's the grass cover?
Very good at the moment. I love the rain. It's just kicked right in and, yeah, growing.
All right, terrific. So, all in all today, heavy eight, the shower star way, could get an upgrade.
That's right.
Good on you. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, mate.
Phil Robinson there, 13 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Gary Harley with me. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, pretty good, Sean. Yeah,
that's good.
Pulled over on the way down. A lot of heavy clouds, but hopefully they miss the rest of the rain. We're on a heavy eight. We've got a few odds on the favourites, but they do look winners.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, you don't go broke back and winners, Gaz.
We know that. You can go broke back and lose them.
It's one-way ticket. I'll give you the tip. Now, the first, number one ladies gem is $16. Two for Scotty Miss, $5.50. Three Oakfield Romance, $5. Four Time to Rethink, $26. Five Typical Redhead, $126. Six Merlinite, $4.80. Seven Sigalis is a $1.70 favourite, the seven Sigalis.
Sigalis is a filly by Howard's Voice, trained by James Cummings, and runs second at Wyong. It's only starting on Evelina. A filly who goes very good for Chris Lee. He's only got beat a length. Was running second all the way. He was easy in the betting, out to about $8. Was running second all the way outside the leader. And a narrow lead at the top of the straight, but Evelina was too good in the run home. But you'd think this filly would have benefited from that run. She'd be a lot fitter. Three of her trials, which were all good, were on soft and heavy track. So the Godolphin team obviously think that the heavy track, she'll be able to handle it. Oakfield Romance. Under last start, it had no luck at all with barriers. Kept drawing bad alleys and running good races. The other day, it had barrier two. Only got clear very late in the race. Got beat about three lengths. Should have finished a lot closer. Has been placed on a heavy track. Tommy Berry goes aboard from a good barrier. I think it's very good value. Number six, Merlinite, to John O'Shea. It's had one run at Warwick Farm in May. It got back that day and got beat about 3.5 lengths. Trial recently at Randwick. Ran on very good under no pressure in the trial. It should go good. And number two, a first start of the Chris Waller. Fresh Cardi Miss. Thought its trial wasn't too bad at all. 7, 3, 6, and 2.
All right, the second event, a maiden, number one, Coterie, $1.60. Two, Bravo del Campos, $4.20. Three, Taj, $12. Four, California Laystar, $5.50. Five, Denials, $101. Six, Alcordia, $151. Seven, Mr. Costigan, $10. I trust the Fox, $26. Favourite, $1.60, one, Coterie.
Well, they can't beat him on form. If Coterie handles the wet track, he'll just win. He's owned... Well, he was bred by Johnny Cornish, and he's one of the part owners. Bred up there on that magnificent Torrey Burn stud up near Gresford in the Hunter Valley. By Your Song, the breed love a wet track. He trialled nicely beyond Regiment and Blue Tycoon recently at Rose Hill. He run third of the Autumn Sun, beaten two lengths back on Anzac Day at Randwick. He runs second one day at Kembla back in April, run fourth, beaten a length to Royal Celebration at Warwick Farm. You know, they're all very, very good runs. And he does look too good. Only proviso is he handles the wet, but the well, of Your Song, he won a race one day in a heavy 20, the sire of the source. Brenton Abdullah's got some great rides, and this is one of them. Bravo del Campos, number two, is the first starter. He's had a few trials. It won a trial at Warwick Farm in August. Recent trial at Rose Hill, it ran on well. Thought it would go okay. Number four, California Laystar for the Snowden. Didn't do a lot on debut at Kembla, but was very green. And did trial good before Kembla. Expected to improve. Another seven, Mr. Costigan, first up. 1, 2, 4, and 7.
Now, the next event, race 3, 1 Costa Zoo, $6, 2 Hadrian, 8. Number 3 is Jarhead, $1.80, 4 out. 5 Opinions, 81. 6 Peace Time, 126. 7 Elisaba is 260. 8 Funny Things, 151. 9 Sarah's Kingdom is $81.
I think Jarhead will win. I interviewed Gerald Ryan before he raced at Wine the other day. And he got right out the back, and he rocketed home just to beat in a 13.50. Now, the way he got home, Gerald said to me after the race, he said, I'm going to have to train this horse as a stayer. Now, the way he's going, he's only other run at Hawkesbury, got a mile back, made up a bit of ground, and here at Wyong, he was a bad last. He got held up near the turn, and he rocketed home in the 13.50. So he goes to the mile today, keeps increasing the distances. He's only going to handle the track, and, you know, the wet track. He has never raced on soft or heavy. And Gerald wouldn't be running him if he didn't think he would. And he does look the winner here up to the mile. Number 7, Ulasaba, is a big threat. Trained by Gay and Adrian. And it ran second at Hawkesbury beyond Mr. Boom Jangles. Third run in a race on September 27 at Lead and fought on really good, not beat half a length. I reckon it has been placed on a soft track. I want to lead on it, you'd imagine, from the good barrier. Could be hard to run down. 1 Costa Zoo ran on well at Hawkesbury, although beat 6 lengths by Fast Train. The winner goes pretty good. And number 2, Hadrian. 3, 7, 1, 2.
Now the 4th, number 1, Praha, 290, 2 Everlasting Love, 380, 3's out, 4 Admissible, 280, 5 Graceful Tarifa, 41, 6 Just Like Jesse, 61, 7 out, 8 Heaven Help Me, 650, 9 She Brings Like 10, 11 out, and 12 Time to Tango, 151. Favourite 4 Admissible,
$2.80. I like Admissible. I mean, Praha went favourite. Admissible went up 370, but obviously there's been good money for the Godolphin horse. He's had 2 runs, Sean. He's by Lonro, so I don't think they're going to worry. He ran 3rd at Gosford on Anzac Day to a group type horse in Pretty in Pink. He is. Got beat 3.9. Then went to Warwick Farm and got beat 2 lengths to I Like It Easy. Went to the paddock. Had a couple of trials lately. Never off the bit last trial at Rose Hill. Got beat a long way, but they never let go. Got Blinkers first time today, and Glenn Schofield coming up. I like it. Praha's a big danger for David Pfeiffer and Tommy Berry. It runs second at Hawkesbury. First up, beat just over the length by Adamina. Got behind the leader in the on straightening and chased home okay. It's by Smart Missile. I reckon Elena are going. And number 2, Everlasting Love. Anthony and Edward coming. Recent trial, it was shaken up on the turn. Did tire a bit in that trial, but it had very good form last time in, including 2 good placings at Wyong. And number 8, Heaven Help Me for Chris Waller. 4th run back and dollar riding. 4, 1, 2, and 8.
Race 5, 1 ending Saturday, 23, 2 Story of Song Tie, 9.50, 3 Fast Train, 180, 4 Fidel's Choice, 480, 5 and 6 out, 7 Le Triola, 101, 8 St. Bart's, 34, 9 out, 10 Northern Void, 650, 11 Hartlett, 12, number 12 Lady Kaikalani, 16, 13 Power from Within, 26. Favourite 3 Fast Train at 180.
I think he'll win. I think he's the better of the day, Fast Train. He's a very, very promising stayer. My Bullet Train, he's out of a Show of Heart there, and I saw a Show of Heart win a race one day in a heavy 20 in Queensland. This horse has had 3 runs. Gerald's got him, as Dulles riding. Took him to Goulburn on debut, 1300. He got beat 4 lengths, made up good ground. Then he came to Muswellbrook, and that's where I first spotted him. He ran 3rd in a 1500 mate. Adrian Waite rode him. He got a mile back. He had no speed. And he made up a ton of ground to get these 2 lengths. So Gerald then stepped him up to 1800 last start at Hawkesbury, and he demolished that field by 6 lengths. It'll run in fourth and they'll run in a field of 12, hit the front at 350 and just raced right away. I think he's a promising stayer. Carries the air of colours. A win would certainly give Bert a bit of a boost in these hard times that they're having at the moment, the family. And, of course, they've got the good horse in the Everest on Saturday. So let's hope this horse can win from today, fast train on the way to the Everest. Number four, Fidel's Choice, altered in on a soft track at Gosford. Got on a good track at Kembla and didn't do much. So I'm thinking it wants a wet track. I'm not a single doubt, and that tells you it does. Big second pick. Number 10, excuse me, Northern Voyage. Tried to lead all the way here the other day. Got a bit tired. Could be improved. The number 2, Story of Tong Sai for Tommy Wong. I want to hear that story. Quinn Yong to ride. 3, 4, 10, and 2.
I know. Now we go to the next event, which is race 6. Here, 1 Devil's Lair, 480. Number 2, Goodenough, 260. 3 Noble Truth, 21. 4 Lucky Helmet, 330. 5 Cinderconey, 13. 6 High Rush, 650. 7 Captain Americane is 19. 8 Scatterblast, 23. 9 Prince High, 51. 260 for number 2, Goodenough.
I like number 4, Lucky Helmet. He goes good. She does. It's Billy by Helmet. I saw her win a maiden at Newcastle recently. She's only had the 3 runs. She's gone all right in all of them. She runs second at Wine to Profits. Mummy goes good at the end of August. Since she came to Newcastle, she was very, very strong at the end of 1400. Raced on the speed after getting a bump at the 1200 and ran right away at the finish by Helmet. I don't think there's going to be any problem out of the deal there. And John O'Shea did say to me one day in the interview, he thought that, you know, she'd get up the longer distances. And the mile today, I'll see her another good ride. So Dallo has got some beauties. Like to know it is in the Jockey's Challenge. Goodenough, number 2, is the danger. Other favourite. Probably 4 lengths at Roseville to mirror the last start. But it'd be good for him for a race like this. Hawkesbury winner back in March. Got a good barrier. James Innes to ride. Another one of Gerald Ryan's good team in today. Number 1, Devil's Lair. There's one on a heavy track. Chris Waller's got it. First up today. Has won first up before. Got to respect it. And number 6, High Rush for Jason Beamer. 4, 2, 1, 6.
On a race 7, now 1 Watchdog, 2 even, 2 and 3 out, 4 Naruda, $5, 5 Salerno, 13, 6 Princess Pat and 10, 7 Savinia, 21, number 8 Texas Tycoon, 11, 9 Capital Magic, 19, 10 Big Legged Woman, $9, and 11 Toasters, $10. Favourite number 1 Watchdog, $2 even.
I like him, particularly with the scratches of a couple of other favourite runners. I think when he did most of his racing in Victoria, he's from the Godolphin team. And he had 6 runs in Victoria for a win and 3 seconds. He won a Pakenham one day and won more than 3 lengths. He's placed on a soft track. His only New South Wales run was at Kembla, and he got beat just over a long head behind Cuban Royale on September 22, and he tried to lead all the way. Leaders have an advantage at Wyong. I'm sure they're going to go forward, although it's a long, long straight down that back straight from the 1350. But he does look too good. Number 4, Naruda's going well. Was on the speed all the way when it won well at the Newcastle, 2 runs back. Number 8, Texas Tycoon. Loves a wet track. Stableway made a Naruda. A winner on a heavy track. Give it a chance at double figures. Number 10, Big Legged Woman will handle the going. 1, 4, 8, 10.
Race 8, 1 Southern Lad, 360, 2 Show Me the Honey, 850, 3 El Bandito, 12, 4 Blazing Bow, 950, 5 Laranard, 23, 6 Ophelia, 330, 7 out, 8 Seller, $6, 9 Edna Blue, 550, 10, 11 out, 12 LA Rev, 101, but 330 for 6 Ophelia.
She's a very, very smart mare, this. I would have tipped her a good thing on a dry track, but she's by not a single doubt. I've never seen one that doesn't swim. So it shouldn't be a worry. She hasn't been on wet. I saw her on the Bill at Stone, Bjorn Baker's got her, back in Feb, and she was second all the way before claiming victory in the latter stages. Went to Gosford. started favourite there heavily, back led all the way and bolted him at Gosford on the 17th of March. Went to Rose Hill, started favourite in a very good race on April 2. Marble won the race from Fabry. She got beat 4.5. That was a massive rising class. Went to the paddock, brilliant in a recent Rose Hill trial. Tim Clark had a hard hold on it all the way. He got barrier 1, long as we don't get a lot of rain and the one barrier is not that good, like the rail's not that good when we get that far on. I think, you know, she'll be very hard to beat here. Show me the honey. It might have been in at that washout meeting with Kemla Sandy, going really good. And third at Rose Hill the other day behind Fuel, is in the Kosciuszko. Got beat at about 2.8, outside the leader after working hard. Got a chance. Number one, Southern Lad. Had two runs at a win at Canterbury back in Feb. Cut the recent trials. Should have got it fitted. The last trial, it got its head up bad for a fair while in that trial. Wanted to pull hard as Ty Anglin tried to ride it back. But obviously goes well. And number three, Old Bandito. He's had issues, but he's always been a horse with promise. 6, 2, 1, and 3, mate.
What do you like there, Gary?
Fast Train. Race five, number three. That's better than eight. Right. Fast Track. Mate, tonight, I think it's early tonight, might be about up to 6 or so, we've got a big Jungle Juice Calcutta at the Cessnock Leagues Club.
Oh, big day tomorrow.
Oh, big day. I'll be hurrying back from Wyong to be there. And it's at the Cessnock Leagues Club. They're the sponsor of the Jungle Juice. And it's Jungle Juice Cup Day tomorrow. The track is, I think, heavy at the moment. But, mate, the rain has been so welcome in these parts. Nobody's worrying whether it's going to be a heavy track or a soft track tomorrow. But it's a massive field. Capacity field with an emergency and a very wide open race. Big field all
Thompson.
Day long. It's a ripper of the program at Cessnock tomorrow.
And Jay Sylvester and R. Thompson have got Gronky in.
Yeah, gee, mate, he'd be 20-1, Gronky.
Don't underestimate those two.
Juice Cup winners, Jeremy, trained 8. 6 of them, Robert's ridden. But I don't know whether Gronky's going well enough to test this field. If he wins, good luck. But I just think that he'll be, you know, at double-figure odds. And, he may struggle here. I think he's got the inside alley.
Yeah, drawn one,
he's got the right jockey for the Jungle Juice and the right trainer, so you never know.
Right.
He might go a lot better in the wet, too.
Yeah, that's the other, you don't know. And I tell you what, when it's Jungle Juice Cup Day, R. Thompson just shines, doesn't he?
He does, yes. He's got a big collection of Jungle Juice. I don't think he drinks it, but he's got a big collection. After all the winners that he's with over the years, he's got plenty of bottles. I know he looks after you now and again with a bottle.
Yeah, now and again. Every time I see him, he slings a bottle. I've told him, I said, you're going to send my son blind.
Just an early tip, mate.
Yeah.
For the race, I like the Tari or Snippernet. He's won his last two. Wayne Wilkes has got him up there. Andrew Gibbons, who's ridden the Jungle Juice Cup winner, he's riding him. And I reckon he's got a great 85 Snippetson. So the wet track will be no worry. Got a tricky draw. But in a wide open race, I reckon there's no markets out yet. I haven't seen a market, but I reckon Snippernet could be the one to be.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you later through the day with the Lay Mail.
Yeah, on my way down, and always a good meeting at Wyong. It's a shame that they got the rain, but badly needed. Nobody should be saying it's a shame they got the rain, because, God, it's been a godsend. We got about 2 inches here in Maitland. They got more a little further up, places like Gresford, up where Torreyburn Stud is, Johnny Cook.
Yeah.
They got about 60 or 70 mils, so it's been fantastic.
Yep, good on you guys. Hear you through the day.
See you, mate. All right.
Gary Harley, and it's 29 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.